And this is why I'm so pleased that Dr. Diane Hamilton, co-author of It's Not You, It's Your Personality, Skills to Survive and Thrive in the Modern Workplace, has phoned in today. Welcome, Diane.
Welcome, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Please tell us and the listeners a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I am a professor for 6 online universities. I also am a qualified Myers-Briggs instructor and a certified emotional intelligence instructor. So I am got a background in a lot of personality-related things. My dissertation was actually on emotional intelligence and its impact on performance.
I find this very interesting because I am no longer a 20-something. I am double that at this point. But I must tell you, I got an awful lot out of reading this book. I really want to get right into it because, again, this subject fascinates me, this whole concept of personality. Maybe for some of our listeners who might not be as familiar, certainly as you, and for my benefit as well, what is the difference, Diane, between an introvert and an extrovert? Because these are terms that are thrown around, I think, very loosely.
Well, they are thrown around a lot. And the definition we chose was Myers-Briggs definition because most employers do use the Myers-Briggs MBTI, which is their assessment created by Myers and Briggs, which is a mother-daughter team, use the terms introvert and extrovert to kind of describe how you prefer to process information. So a lot of people think, well, the extrovert's the chatty person and the introvert's the quiet person, which it can be that way. But it's more about how you process information and what makes you respond based on your personal preferences to information.